Welcome into the Landry Football Podcast Network. It's Scout En Route, a look at a past Super Bowl game, not too distant past. Tampa Bay and Kansas City, the Bucs trying to get healthy. Obviously, we wish everyone in Florida, particularly on the coast there, good fortune and prayers with the hurricane gone. We don't know the status of this game yet. We think it's going to be played, but the Mother Nature is going to determine that. But it is the Bucs that struggled last week against offensively against the Packers. They've struggled quite a bit thus far this season. It's going to be an intriguing matchup. It's fascinating, quite frankly, as we've got the Chiefs team that made tons of mistakes against the Colts. One would think that they would clean that up. But the health of Brady, the health of the, you know, getting Mike Evans back is going to help. A little bit of a desperation mode for Tampa. Certainly a distractive week. They've had to move their facilities to closer to South Florida to avoid the storm. The Chiefs, look, that was a loss that was last week that was born out of the fact that they played very sloppy football. They're in a position which none of us, I certainly didn't expect, to put the clamps on this division pretty early. Denver and the Raiders are struggling, and the Chargers are banged up. So we'll see. If you lose this game, then what do you make of this division? I still think the Chiefs are the team to beat, but health is going to determine a lot. Patrick Mahomes in the backfield really struggled against Indianapolis. This defense of Tampa is still playing well. It played well last week, good enough to win last week against Green Bay. So we'll see if this Chiefs offense can get anything done, if they can pass protect well enough, if Mahomes can make enough plays. But can the Bucs score enough offensively? A lot of this is tied to injuries. We mentioned some guys coming back. Going to be an interesting matchup. Got some further thoughts on this game over at LandryFootball.com. We'll break it down for you inside the film room even further. So take advantage of our football season sale today. It's the best one we have going. Also, subscribe, like, and share the Landry Football Podcast Network. That's where you can get all of our football shows. Now for the route to victory, let's head on over to our Vegas Insider.
I'm John Jansen, and this is the route to victory in betting the Kansas City Chiefs, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now, a bit of an odd start for these teams. Kansas City Chiefs doing much better, 2-1 this season, while Tampa Bay also 2-1 in the year. Kansas City has a very good win against division opponent the Chargers, also opened the season very well. Patrick Mahomes throwing 5 touchdowns. I've been pretty impressed with the way Kansas City has looked in their first 3 games without Tyreek Hill. It's a big loss. You lose one of your biggest playmakers. However, I think the Kansas City Chiefs offense has looked pretty good in the absence of Tyreek Hill. Patrick Mahomes so far, 857 yards, 8 touchdowns, 1 interception, and that's, I think, more notable because, yes, both of these offenses maybe not looking the way we initially thought they would be coming into the season, or have they in previous years. But I would say Kansas City has been looking better, and I think they have more weapons. Yes, they have to figure things out still without Tyreek Hill, but overall, I think that offense has looked pretty good compared to Tampa Bay, where they have just been a train wreck of an offense. A lot of that has to do with injuries. A lot of that has to do with the preseason injuries with the offensive line. And maybe a lot of that has to do with Tom Brady being 45. Brady not having the best start to his year so far. 673 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception. And Kansas City's given up 21.7 points so far this season. But I think it's still going to be very hard to beat the Chiefs. Why were the Colts able to do it in a 20-17 victory for the Colts? Well, a lot of just weird mistakes from Kansas City. Punt return mistakes, drops in the end zone, not completing drives. It's the kind of game that's going to happen in the NFL. Very thin margins here can either make the difference between a win or a loss. And for that one for the Kansas City Chiefs, just a few mistakes there that ended up leading to a loss. But overall, I think the Chiefs have looked better. They're only a 1.5-point favorite. Tampa Bay's offense, until they prove me otherwise, is in shambles. Yes, Tampa Bay's defense has been very good. 9 points per game allowed. But their offenses that they've gone against include Dallas, New Orleans, and a Green Bay offense that also hasn't looked good in the first 3 weeks of the season. Kansas City has more firepower here. Kansas City, I think their offense has been more intact. and has looked better moving the ball than Tampa Bay, and I think Kansas City is the play here. They are laying 1.5 points against Tampa Bay on the road. Both teams coming off of losses. Only one team can come away with the victory in this one, and I think the Chiefs do. They're the better team, and I think their offense has been better so far this season, and I'm laying 1.5 with Kansas City. That's the Route to Victory this week. For more routes, check out the Sports Betting Stack wherever you listen to your podcasts.